from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It's hour number 4 of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Rangers got the win. We'll recap that. We'll take a look at everything that is breaking in the world of sports right here as we open up the show after a successful Rangers game and Rangers series. Jennifer Letcher Service, salute to you. Brian Broaddus is on his way home after taking care of training camp broadcast responsibilities and killing it. Brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey from grain to glass. Lucius Alexander there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control, 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down the best he can anyway. You do have Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. How the heck you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. Doing great. Great to be back. Good to see you guys. Just wish you were here in person so I could give you the traditional elongated hug and embrace, yes. Dawson. But otherwise, yep. Man, rocking and rolling. Happy hump day.
It's been too long. Too long, bro. You see, I made the final table in that poker tournament, though.
Dude, yes.
The video you posted was badass.
That looked like straight off the Dubsop, bro.
It did. Like, dude. That was World Series of Poker style. Like, that, dude, yep. That looked really, really cool.
Yeah, salute to the Poker Go Studios. There's a Poker Go like YouTube app, but they totally decked it out. Like, they must have spent thousands and thousands of dollars just decorating that TV studio to match the theme of the conference. So to be able to sit down in that and get all mic'd up and everything, it was amazing. Salute to them, and I can't wait to get back next year. But we have a fresh batch of football news, guys, since the Rangers took over. Bo Nix named QB1 by John Elway. Chief, you might have been his number one critic in the media. How much does this surprise you compared to where we were a month ago?
Oh, my goodness, man. I mean, to some extent, it doesn't surprise me because Sean Payton clearly identified Bo Nix as the quarterback he wanted. It took him earlier than anybody anticipated, and his competition was Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
At some point, especially when you have a sponsor in the room like Sean Payton, and apparently Bo Nix hasn't been terrible.
No, he's looked pretty good. Like, that's the surprise. I'm with you. Not surprised he's starting. I'm surprised he's looked pretty damn good so far in preseason.
Yeah, but it's still, everything I've seen from him in preseason stuff, it's still very much so, like, a few yards at a time. I think there's still plenty of questions that remain with how legit, like, what's the ceiling on this offense? I am in no way buying that Bo Nix is going to be super legit here, but I do know that Sean Payton will get the most out of him, whatever that is.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I just thought that maybe he had lost his touch with what it takes to be a good quarterback, really after Taysom Hill, really after Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many fines he's had, but you talk to people that have played for Sean Payton or worked with Sean Payton like Brian has, and nobody's more revered or respected with his ability to identify the traits and then, you know, coach those traits. Even the running back Marshall Faulk, who joined us, said this guy was just unbelievable at coaching and teaching what keys you're looking for as what the defense is doing and what your adjustments are. And, you know, there's no big mystery on why he's been such a successful offensive coach. But, yeah, that's one of the stories. Deshaun Watson limited in practice with a sore arm in Cleveland. Could that come into play maybe a little bit for week one, guys? What do you think?
Hilarious. I mean, what does that even mean, sore arm? What are we talking about, sore arm?
And at this point, would you be preferring to see Deshaun Watson versus whatever else they have?
Who is their backup quarterback? I mean, it's Jameis.
It is Jameis. And then they've got Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Jameis strikes more fear into me than Watson does. Yes.
I would agree with you. Yeah. Jameis could throw for 5 touchdowns. He might give you 5 interceptions, but right. Jameis can sling it.
It's incredible how good Deshaun Watson was looking. Most people had him in the top 5 ahead of Dak Prescott when he left Houston and has not been able to recapture any of that in that glory. And now he can't even get a masseuse to help him out with his sore arm.
Coach, I need a massage. You don't understand, Coach. I really need a massage. You don't understand.
Yes. No, no wiggle room on this rule, please, Deshaun. Coach, it's in your contract.
Yeah, of course, by sore arm, he means
a baby arm.
The third leg.
Yeah. Russell Wilson says he's going to play on Saturday. Okay. Al Attles, the former Warriors player, coach, and GM, has passed on in his 80s. An absolute legend. You talk to the generation before us, and Al Attles is one of the names that would always come up with the old-timers there. So a tough loss for the NBA community. Donovan Wilson versus Jake Ferguson. Apparently Jake hit him with the big old stiff arm, and Donovan took exception to that and then threw a punch. But video not allowed. What's going on with that? Why wouldn't you allow video in a 7-on-7 thing? That's just that's a little bit too paranoid, if you ask me. We'll check.
Yeah, a little weird. Maybe it was just the last day of practice. They're like, hey, you guys have gotten enough. You're not going to go ahead and post video of any of this. But I did think it was bizarre. We can take still shots and pictures, but we can't post a video. Doesn't really add up to me, but I like to hear this. You know, you're getting chippy. You've been out there for a month now in Oxnard, and those are two guys that you know. I mean, we're talking about dudes that are going to be physical, setting the tone.
Alphas.
Donovan Wilson and Jake Ferguson will do it.
Yeah, the fact that it was those two guys is the least surprising thing. Maybe this is two guys that had been chomping at the bit all training camp long to go at it a little bit, and the coaches were like, hey, listen, here's the deal. If you can hold your water till the last day, we'll mandate no videos. We'll let you guys get a good 30 to 45
a little
seconds
scuffle.
In here, okay? You can blow off some steam. Last day. So maybe that's why.
When it comes to things that could get Mike McCarthy fired, I think it's his weird media things, because this just annoys us, you know? I don't think Jerry likes it. I mean, how could you? Yeah. We're trying to put on a show, and you're paranoid about access. This is taking away the ability for things to go viral. I don't know. I think making the playoffs and keeping the players happy and healthy would probably outweigh that, but I can't imagine that Jerry actually likes this policy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that from even like the with the PR change, you know, I think it starts kind of there a little bit.
Oh yeah.
That'd be my guess.
Yes, over there to what's his name? Fad?
Tad.
Yeah, Tad.
Tad.
Okay.
Did you do that on purpose?
What's that?
Fad?
Thad?
Yeah, did you call him Fad?
No, not Fad.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I meant to say
Thad.
Okay.
Like Thad Castle.
I'm sorry.
Well, Dawson's also, not only has he been binge-watching Dexter, he's been binge-watching Blue Mountain State as well.
Yeah.
So Thad Castle is deep into his thoughts right now.
I'll allow it.
He's pivoting to Jack Ryan.
I'm his
next.
Lawyer. Yeah. You don't have to say anything else, Dawson.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
What happened with Tyler Guyton? Left today's practice with knee soreness. He going to be okay?
Geez.
I was asking around about this. He's apparently fine. It's not a big deal. I've been told that this was the same as what happened with Brandon Cooks when he left practice the other day, and that was just knee soreness. Now, Cooks is not with the team right now. He left Oxnard yesterday. He's got family stuff that he's dealing with. Apparently, this is like positive things. This isn't
good things.
This isn't like a death in the family or anything like that. We don't know what it is, though.
Maybe new life in the family.
Maybe there's a brother or a cousin or somebody that's had a child. But supposedly, this is not an issue with Tyler Guyton. But if you're thinking what's something that can completely ruin the season, I think it probably starts and stops with Tyler Guyton because they don't have anybody else at left tackle. Adoga's hurt. Not that we feel good about that either. But now you've got Awesome Richards that Brian's saying doesn't even want to play tackle, and he's being forced out there. And you know Josh Ball isn't an NFL player.
So
Tyler Guyton can't play. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, you have to move over Tyler Smith. That's your only answer. You have to then pivot Tyler Smith to left tackle, and then you can insert BB or Bass or whoever you want to guard.
Well, we got to keep Tyler Guyton out there because that's exciting to watch. I saw some cut-ups, like every one of Tyler Guyton's snaps, and there was like one where he got pushed down against the Raiders. But everything else, dude, he looks to be the freaking man out there that people better keep their head in the swivel for, or he's going to knock their D's in the dirt.
Yeah, seriously, man. He's been super legit to this point. I'm fired up for him. But the injury stuff, I mean – whatever this is, hopefully this is nothing. But this is why, and I was wondering why, and this makes sense, why Tyron Guyton started trending on Twitter. This is why. They're taking shots at the health already.
Oh, no, no. I thought it was because of his greatness.
Yeah, I thought it was, too.
He's the next Hall of Famer.
Yeah. When I clicked on it, it was like,
don't be putting this stuff on Tyler.
Injured.
I did see story out of Jets cam. Aaron Rodgers was looking good, and Tyron Smith is dominating his matchup. I think it was against Kayvon Thibodeau. Today. So.
Oh, because they did a joint practice. Yeah. And then afterwards, like Sauce Gardner struggling to find anything positive to say about Daniel Jones. Yeah. That was an amazing classic moment right there.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to conclude their preseason together this week. So they're doing that whole thing. Any update on yesterday's fire? Well, I sure wouldn't want to be the guy that started that thing.
I was wondering if it was Brian.
Yeah.
He starts doing a little cooking or something in his room.
Well, because I was making fun of him in the pregame show on Saturday. Because I was like, what do you got prepared food wise? Like, what's your personal spread for Saturday night's preseason game? You know? And he was like, he said, bag of salad. He said, I can really doll up a bag of salad. He's like, I got limited resources. Okay. I got a little fridge. So I was making fun of him for that. And I thought, yeah, maybe he took that a bit personally and was like, you know what? I can find a grill out here. I can do a little something. Or maybe he was trying to take a page out of that dude, the guy who's cooking meals in his hotel bathroom. That guy who's doing ribs.
Yeah,
remember
stuff.
The ribs that we did a while back? That actually looked legit. I just saw him do a nacho one. That was just as disgusting as anything you've ever seen.
Would not eat that.
The way he literally cooked the ground beef in the sink with the sink's just hot water. He just plugged the faucet and just put as scorching hot water as he could from the faucet of the hotel sink and just left his beef in there until it got cooked enough.
Is that ground beef that you would eat?
No, I would not eat that.
And
ground
you
beef.
Love, I mean, you're I not turning ground down ground beef, no. But that is ground beef that I think I would say no to.
That doesn't seem safe.
No, it does
it's
not.
It's got to get to it like at least 130 degrees or no. something, right?
I know, that's what I was saying. I was like, man, how is this hot water it doesn't, doing
I
mean, this?
Even the ribs, I was like, is this
the ribs
okay?
I thought now, legit, actually.
With the ribs, he took like a hair dryer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he had the hair dryer and he had something to sort of
were
like
they pink? Were they like light skin ribs, or did they have like some burn to them?
They had a nice little crisp, man. I was pretty impressed with the char.
The turnout was surprisingly appealing with the eyes. Like if you're eating with your eyes, I don't know how they tasted though.
I think he's the most interesting dude on the internet right now, Luce. Just this guy just goes to random like motel bathrooms and dials
That's
up a spread,
gross.
Bro. Crazy, absolutely disgusting. Mm.
Cowboys like said that this was contained cooks. In just one room, though. That was empty at the time, Dawson. There's no injuries to report. So I guess Broadus got out of there in a hurry.
See, they're covering for somebody by saying it's empty.
Yeah, yeah.
None of those rooms are empty. Maybe somebody moved out, you know, and you know, left something on or left something lit. I'm not sure what it was, but you guys ever had a fire situation at the house?
No, thank God, no.
I mean, anytime I try and like...
I think the oven one time, there was a fire in there, I put it out real quick. That was the only time that I ever had an issue.
What did you oven in there? Go ahead, Lucy.
I had some eggs explode in a microwave one time. I tried
the poach?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready. I tried to hard boil some eggs in a microwave.
Just put them in here for a couple of minutes. They'll be good to go.
That just did it like grenade on you?
Like shell and all?
I put them in the water and I thought the water would boil. And nah, man. It just exploded. Yeah, I made a bomb.
That's awesome.
And I think some fireworks blew up in my auntie's front yard. And she was out there with some rogues trying to get the fire out. That's pretty scary.
Oh, that is super scary.
My dad did. My dad set the front of his house on fire one time. This was like a year ago or so. He just flicked out a cigarette.
Flicked the heater.
Next thing you know,
garden.
My mom's like, "Do you smell that?" My dad's like, "Oh my god!" He ran right outside. The front right side of the house is on fire. They had to call the fire department. Came, put that thing. My mom was so ticked off. That was a ban from. That's probably why he's quit smoking.
That's why. Well, he quit.
Well, then the baby. Then the baby.
That's why he's doing vapes now.
Yeah.
This house is on fire. Yeah, I was moving to Seattle. I think this is about 1997, maybe 96. And, you know, I was moving into this room that had all this extra junk thrown in there, and included in the junk was some wicker furniture. You know, with that, like, that really thin wood that's got, like, lacquer on it.
Oh, gosh.
So they decided, one of my new roommates decided, hey, we're just going to burn this since, you know, we don't want to take the time to throw it away or whatever. You know, it'd fill up the garbage can. Maybe the garbage was full or something like that. But it's called the flu, right?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thing you pull in the fireplace, he thought he opened it, but he closed it.
Oh,
right?
No.
So he lights this thing up, and as soon as it started, it was like 0 to 1,000 immediately. Like, it was doused in kerosene, bro, because of the lacquer that was on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And me and my buddy are sort of in the backyard, I think, like, throwing around a football, and we notice, like, there's smoke inside the living room. That's how quickly it happened. So we go around to the front door, and, boy, Carlos is just having himself a time. He had, like, picked up the entry mat, and he's trying to hit it, but so the wall's on fire. We got the hose. But somebody had to go in there and hit that flue thingy or whatever it is to open it up, and then it just went whoosh right up the chimney, and we were home free. But yeah, there were some pretty impressive char marks on that wall when we went to move out that the landlord was pretty interested in recouping.
That is wild, bro.
Yeah.
Using the welcome mat to say no, fire, you're not welcome.
No, get
away, fire.
Get out.
And it was doing nothing. You. It was like fanning the flames, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I actually was – I went downstairs to my room, and I was getting the stuff that I had just moved in with and was about to go out the garage. I was like, I don't know what to do here, but I'm saving my stuff that I just moved in with. Yeah. So they get the fire put out, and I'm in the driveway like, I don't know.
My stuff's fine.
Sorry, buddy.
I guess we found out what I was made of that day. Okay, what's going on with CD Lamb? Anything new buzzing, guys?
Nothing new on CD, but there is a report out of ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati that Jamar Chase is looking for a four-year deal in the $160 million range from the Bengals. He also wants $120 million in guaranteed money. That would be $40 million in average annual value, which is $5 million more than Justin Jefferson. And yesterday when you were out, we played Adam Schefter, had a report that Jamar Chase might actually end up sitting out games. Like, he's willing to do that. He's got 2 years left on his deal. Of course, CD has one. But you would think if CD's here and Jamar Chase is asking for 40, it's like, oh my gosh, dude, is his asking price about to go up? I don't think there's any way. Like, to me, there's no $5 million gap here between Jefferson and Chase. If anything, I still would think that Chase should come in at least at the same amount or slightly under Jefferson if he wants to go for, and maybe that's the heady play. Like, Eric, we were talking about this off air. Yeah, it's for 40. You come in at 36, 37. But anyway, I do think that could impact CeeDee Lamb in those negotiations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, it's just, he's coming at this thing a little bit early compared to most. Like, he's got 2 years left on his deal as opposed to, like, CeeDee Lamb has one. So this would be the equivalent of last offseason, CeeDee Lamb putting up a stink, you know, about his contract. And I don't think people would be as much in his corner as they are now. When you still have 2 years left, you're really trying to get ahead of this thing in a big way. And the Bengals perpetually cheap. They're not going to want to do that.
I think there's a lot of meat on this conversational bone. So let's step aside. Maybe we'll continue it. Jump into football's finest as well right here. It's the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Shoot you out. Welcome back, Nation. Segment's brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. Buy two, get two free. I'll tell you more about that in about 10 minutes here. Segment's also brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. And also Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today at carsforkids.org. We're going to get to football's finest in just a second. Let me just ask you guys this. Do you think it's possible in any way that CeeDee Lamb's holdout has to do with the fact that he doesn't like being here? And his attitude during the playoff game is how he really feels about some of his teammates or coaches. Everything we've seen from him since that day in January says maybe this guy actually really doesn't want to be here. Did he spend any time at the Dak yard? I hadn't heard about that. I heard a lot about Jalen Tolbert and some other guys. So that's where I would get into, seriously, if it's the Jamar Chase number and he's going to miss games, would anybody right now give me a good first-round pick and extra value for him? And in that situation, now considering, for me, I don't think this team is any longer in a championship window, so I'm starting to look at 2026, 2027, and if this team is going to win truly by drafting and developing, it's going to be as a result of having extra draft capital in a small period of time that would allow them to stack this roster with more good players than you can get with just your regular draft and develop type of schedule. So kind of set it up there for you. Do I have any interest coming in?
I mean, look, when you teed this up in Oxnard, when it came to possibly trading him, I mean, I went down and we were looking at, you know, we're always talking about ways to team build and the best way to win a Super Bowl. And I don't know that necessarily paying a wide receiver $35-plus million is your best way to go ahead and do it. Now, CeeDee Lamb's earned it. He deserves it. He's a top-five player in football. So, I mean, if you do it, I think that that's a rare contract that will probably age well. He's gotten better every single year. I do think CeeDee wants to be here. He's a guy that he's super competitive. He has struggled with his body language, and that definitely showed in the wild card game. But I do think he's worked out with Dak at times this offseason. I know Brandon Cooks, when we got to talk with him, seemed like he wasn't worried about CeeDee whatsoever. He's been putting in the work. But I think right now this is clearly just business. I don't think it's anything against the organization, but I do think it's a fair question on where is this team? Where are you going? If you are not committed right now to your quarterback, to your head coach, is it smart necessarily to pay a wide receiver that amount of money if you are looking to possibly be in a rebuilding situation in a year or two?
Yeah, there aren't many examples of players, you know, hitting that high a percentage of the salary cap and being part of a roster that actually did win the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think that's interesting. Obviously, you need great players to win, and I definitely don't want to trade away. But if I'm the Cowboys today and I'm thinking, okay, we were in the Justin Jefferson, and now if we're in Jamar Chase, maybe I'm Steve and Jerry getting together like, wow, maybe this story just changed in a significant way, especially if Jamar's deal gets done first and CD insists on that. I think we got to stay flexible. What do you think, Chief?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think the Cowboys would have to acknowledge what you and most of us are willing to, which is your championship window has passed you by. You're not really competing for a Super Bowl. And so coming to grips with that is, I think, the first hurdle. But yeah, if the numbers become too outlandish where it's like CD, now you're trying to really reset the market here in a huge way, I am absolutely looking around to see what I can get for them. And I'd be interested to see what that would look like, because then teams are having to do the thing where they're giving up picks for a guy, and then they're also having to come correct on a market-setting contract. And so there are some hurdles there, but there's no question CeeDee Lamb, off his best season, you are selling him at the, you know, at the peak of his powers, at least to this point. And in regards to him being unhappy, I mean, I'm sure throughout negotiations, feelings get hurt and things like that. But by and large, like, why wouldn't you be happy here? Your numbers have gotten better every year. Last year, you had a ridiculous amount of targets. Your quarterback completely, you know, he's looking for you at every single turn. And so as much as these guys want to win, and I'm sure a lot of them do want to win, ultimately, CD knows, and he's in his mind, he's probably thinking Dak's going to be here. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to have 135 catches for almost 1,800 yards. And I'm going to score 12 touchdowns. That's a Super Bowl season for CeeDee Lamb.
Have you guys ever known, you know, wide receivers to really be disappointed in their quarterback? You know, because it's hard to read exactly when a mom says something, if that is as a result of her son complaining about it, but she did say Dak isn't it and get rid of Dak's ass. So if that idea is shared in the Lamb household at all, and that's why CD's mom is posting it, I don't think it's that big of a leap to think maybe he's thinking, you know, this quarterback situation isn't really in my best interest. You know, I'm out here getting open, the guy doesn't even realize it in this playoff game.
I mean, yeah, listen, if that's the case, then I would say, why are you running from that right now? Why are you hiding from that? Why are you acting like you still want to get the contract from the Cowboys? Why aren't you doing a Brandon Ayuk saying, like, let's get on the phone and let's start facilitating trades here? Like,
right.
why aren't you going on the offense here of just saying, you know, I don't want to be here, I want to be elsewhere? Why wouldn't you do that if you're Lamb and his agent, if you're that frustrated?
That's when you get the agent exactly to say, I want to trade. And again, I mean, CD's in this position. Why? Because his quarterback, Dak Prescott, gave him the opportunity to put up those numbers. Now, he also might be, if he feels that way, he might also see the writing on the wall for the quarterback, like we're all wondering right now. Is this Dak Prescott's last year? And if he gets extended and he doesn't like Dak, we might have a new quarterback anyway.
Yeah, an interesting conversation indeed. I do find it fascinating that the player is holding on, and this is becoming inordinate in how long it is. And I'm wondering if there's something out there that we don't know. So if you're frustrated on the Franklin injury attorney text line with why I'm bringing this up, I think it's a massive mystery, and I want to know why, you know, the two sides can't find a number that makes sense and gets both people excited to play for this football team. It's time now for Eric Chiafalo to deliver an edition of the finest.
Okay, did you guys talk about the new revolutionary cleats that are trying to make their way into the NFL and into football?
No.
You guys talked about
these?
Okay, so apparently Joe Flacco is the one who has busted them out first. Now, he's not the poster boy for running around in athleticism and a guy who is testing the boundaries of equipment because his athleticism is so ridiculous, but he is the first guy to don these new particular cleats. Caddx is the brand, and basically they're claiming that they are these Caddx cleats designed with what they call smart stud technology, and it's designed to mitigate wear and tear on the ankles and the knees. So apparently the on-field shoes are currently in the early stages of development, rollout, but they could quite literally change the game in a positive way, and Joe Flacco's the first one to wear them. They have some give to them, and the studs, that like the actual little spikes on the cleats there, they move ever so slightly to reduce impact on the knees and ankles by decreasing rotational force before it moves up the leg. So their cleats, instead of just being stuck in the shoe, and that's where a lot of these knee injuries and stuff happen. You just plant so hard, and now your body and the momentum is still kind of going one way, and that's how things get messed up. So I don't know. I'm interested to see where these go here, but for soccer players and all that kind of stuff, they got commercials for it, and it's supposed to help prevent some injuries. So this could be kind of a new age nice thing for some athletes. I know that I'd be willing to test them out a little bit on my track record with some knee issues.
So it twists a little bit, and that's enough to save an ACL or an ankle turn or something. Does it hurt performance in any way?
From what I understand, and this is all they're trying to sell this thing, of course. So I mean they're selling it like it is not going to be prohibiting anything that you would, you know, it's not going to hinder anything, is what they're alleging here. But I don't know. I would love to see some guys run around and, like, give me Lamar Jackson in a practice just wearing them and just tell me how you feel, dude. Does it feel like, I mean, it might be a little bit of an adjustment with your cleats actually moving a little bit to some extent, but I don't know. I thought that could be a new revolutionary thing, trying to mitigate injuries.
I clicked on the about thing and went to the science tab, and it said it'll make your shoes perform on turf like they would on natural grass. Ooh. So if you talk about the difference in performance, maybe there is a fraction that you could quantify in some way, and it appears they have attempted to with sports biomechanics. But that's exciting. I think injury prevention has got to be the next big thing, especially how, you know, important and valuable these players are to their teams. I'm sure that, the teams, the players, everybody involved, the parents, you know, there's less of a chance. I know ACLs are a huge deal in football, basketball, and soccer. So, this is one I'll be following along for sure.
Okay, so I saw Warren Sharp did a deep dive on the first two preseason games or just two preseason weekends. And compared them to previous years, and he's looking at just how the numbers offensively are at like an all-time worst. He's been doing this since 2017, and so he's looking at preseason data going back to 2017, the last 2 years, and basically every offensive category that matters, you're seeing this preseason being the worst of any year for just all offenses. The worst of any year when it comes to quarterbacks and their expected points added per dropback, the success rates, yards per attempt, like all these. He's got a bunch of it scoring. Like everything is just down. The unders are hitting at a ridiculous rate. If you're just trying to make some money in the NFL preseason, just bet the under for every game and you will be cleaning up right now. And so he's trying to make a case as to why this is happening. He says, listen, starting quarterbacks are playing less. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. Head coaches don't care nearly as much about the game results. You're seeing like celebrity shots in terms of who's calling the plays. I think Dak might be calling some plays
which he did last year
on Saturday. Yeah, so you're seeing some of that. But he says the biggest problem is looking at the number of defensive penalties compared to offensive penalties, and like automatic first downs by penalty. It's been well into the hundreds at this point. 2 weeks into preseason, you're looking at 150 first downs automatic rewarded to the offense because they're calling defensive penalties. It's down to 85 right now. They're calling like 30 to 35% less penalties on the defense, but the offensive penalties haven't declined at all. So he's like, man, if this goes into the regular season and they're not calling defensive penalties, then we can expect a lot of low scoring and a lot of boring offense to some extent, because that's what he's saying that we've seen through the first two weeks of preseason.
I mean, would you agree with that? I mean, because we don't have a lot of the starting quarterbacks that are playing. We also don't have a lot of starting offensive linemen that are playing, which probably has a lot to do with that too. So, I mean, I don't know that we can assume that there's going to be that much of a correlation from this going into the regular season. But, I mean, we have seen offenses can start a little bit slower, and the defenses can have a little bit of an advantage the first start of the season.
I would think that the refs would be using the preseason, though, to get their handle on what they want to emphasize and de-emphasize.
Right. That's generally the case. And so
the officiating stuff's interesting. Like, that I think could carry over.
Yeah. It's just something to monitor here. Where you have a reduction of defensive penalties by over 30%, and how that can make it easier to play defense coming up here in the regular season, and maybe make it much more difficult unless the NFL is going to look at this data and be like, hey, guys, what are we doing here? But if that's what they were wanting them to do, it wouldn't make any sense because the NFL is always looking to get more and more scoring.
They want the points.
So data this, you would think the NFL would be like, hey, we need to do a referee conference call, and let's not forget that touchdowns are pretty awesome. You know, first downs and touchdowns.
You can call a pass interference, guys. It's okay.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely not what I would expect, because scoring was down already last year. I mean, the offense needs something.
Yeah, they need something real quick. So something to monitor. Now, we had Tua calling out, not necessarily calling out, but just sort of being open and honest when asked about the relationship he had with former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores for the first 2 years of Tua's career compared to what he's got. What happened?
Linval Joseph apparently is going to be signing with the Dallas Cowboys per Josina Anderson.
Well, there we go.
And that's a name that we had been talking about all offseason. I mean, that's a tie-in going back to Cincinnati. Paul Gunther, who is now with the Cowboys, and Mike Zimmer. They know him very, very well. So there's another defensive tackle that is a veteran, a big body, knows the defense. I assumed he was going to be the number one call on the short list. I was surprised he didn't end up being a guy that they worked out. Probably didn't want to participate in a ton of camp. But here's another guy that you can add to the defensive tackle room. Now you actually have some proven NFL players. Jordan Phillips, Linval Joseph. You know Ose is pretty good. Now Mozzie, man, we hope you can step up, but you're not like in dire need for Mozzie Smith to give you awesome production this year. So that was something I'd been monitoring, and Josina Anderson reporting that Linval Joseph is indeed signing with the Cowboys.
Boom. Boom. There we go. I mean, my goodness, they waited to the sort of the midnight hour.
Well, I asked him point blank. I was like, Linval Joseph, you keeping tabs with him? He was like, I know Paul Gunther is, and I do text him every once in a while. So, I mean, he could have just told me no if there wasn't anything there, but the fact that he left that a little bit open, I was thinking, man, Linval Joseph is going to end up being a Cowboy at some point.
Yeah.
Right on. This Cowboys defense has the potential now to be very, very good this season, and I think that just made their credibility against the run about double.
Yeah.
So nice signing here for the Cowboys as they finished up their padded practice portion in Oxnard today. Just the perfect timing for Linval Joseph to join the team here back in DFW. Okay, LA Live coming up next. Brother, where are we going with it?
I have a question for the Tolos on a Butt Naked Wednesday, right after the great Rick James.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers got the dub earlier today. One zip, won their first series in a while, like 6 weeks. Wolchuk's going to take you around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats, coming up at 6 o'clock. It's time now for LA Live. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, like I said in the tease, I have a question for the Tolos. What is the question here? I'm going to get this question out the way so I can see it on the fan text. Start a fight in 5 words or less. Start a fight in 5 words or less. No politics. Let's get into LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. Yeah, fool. It'll make you dance some of everything. Yeah. Everybody get high.
Lucius. We love you, bro. 5:45 to 6 p.m. That's my jam. I try to leave work on time just to hear you. That is my entertainment for the afternoon. You keep me high. You keep me happy. Keep me in the pimp cup, dude. I live updates every day. I love it.
There you go.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Yes, it is. This is LA Live for Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu. That is Erica Badu. I too was born underwater with $3 and 6 dimes. Yeah, you might laugh because you did not do your math. And today I'm going to do the math for you. Today's math is wisdom, knowledge. Wisdom follows the knowledge. It's that easy, folks. It's that easy. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. The Kissable journey starts today. What else we got for you boys? Oh, G-Bag of the Day. It's our very own Brian Broaddus. He's not with us. He's in travel right now. right? Is he traveling right now at this moment or what?
I don't think he's
probably doing a podcast.
Yeah, he's probably podcasting and then he'll be at the airport.
Okay. Well, here he is trolling the morning show's host, Sean Sharif, on Sean Sharif's show, sounding just like Sean Sharif.
I was thinking you two need to fight more on these shows.
No, I was hoping the
two
fight
was... idiots going at it. I was not hoping, very strong.
I was hoping the fight was worse. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Bad.
You were hoping that you'd have to talk to me and go, hey, I'm thinking about posting this. What do you think? What do you think? No, I'm thinking about for the ratings here.
Yeah.
Oh, if no. You and Bobby would like, if you met with each other and like hit each other in the face, that would be better. I'm cooking a brisket. What do you think?
Oh!
No. I'm using my thermopin and some foil.
Send this over for G-Bag of the Day.
I'm making a boat out of the foil. Carry the. I'm making beef tallow while I'm doing
wow!
it. Wow! Use the beef tallow from some beef stroganoff I'm thinking about later. Who you liking at quarterback, Bartos? I hate everybody you like anyway. Sometimes you're a little bitch when it comes to this stuff.
What is it? Day two?
Yeah, it's day two. Did you perk up when he mentioned beef tallow?
I did, yeah, I did. That was fantastic. At one point later on, he interrupted Sean and was like, Sean's son's name is Ollie. And he goes, hey, Ollie, get me one of those vodka drinks. I was like, man, this is great.
Ollie's the bartender.
Man, I figured out Brian does that whenever you're going to play some audio of his fights, though.
Oh, he starts lashing out a little bit.
It's his attempt to filibuster. He's going to play his absolute best hand and see if he can. I don't know. Maybe it's a nervous tick.
Yeah, distract from the real
just
subject.
Don't play it. Just let me fill some airtime so we don't have to get there.
I swear. I mean, he went after me a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if that was under similar circumstances, but it was hilarious. You know, he's got some great impressions of us. I think between him and Lucius, they could do a full skit.
Yeah.
Possibly, maybe.
We need an animator.
Properly motivated, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Butt Naked Wednesday. Shout out to the 85ers. I got a question for the Tolos. Start a fight in 5 words or less. Start a fight in 5 words or less. I sent this out to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. I said no politics. Not that I'm scared of politics. I'll be keeping up. I sure do. But it's such a layup. You know, start a fight in 5 words or less. It's such a layup with politics. I want you to think a little harder, pause. So I got answers like this. Eli Manning was elite.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's enough to get me going.
Juice you up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
The Princess Bride sucks.
Yeah, it's another bet. Just
I've never seen that movie.
You would love
Dude.
It.
Would I?
I really think you would.
Okay.
It's good comedy.
Okay. I'll take your word for
it. It's got Andre the Giant.
I'll take your word for it, guys.
He'll never going to watch
it. It's kind of corny.
Is it?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Sometimes corny is good, but it matters what kind of corny it is.
This would be a funny corny.
If you have a fear of rats, I wouldn't watch it.
Start a fight in 5 words or less. Bluebell is really overrated. I do not like that.
Well, you probably say that with Whataburger.
Hey, we're 3 for 3 on Ready to Get Me Up off the bench.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that one. Animal parents are not parents.
Oh, no, I'll fight with that guy.
Let's see what else. Spaghetti is a side dish.
What? Oh, get out of here.
Well, I mean, listen. Spaghetti and meatballs. I need to hear and meatballs. Now I know we're talking entree. You know?
You wouldn't just sauce? Eat some spaghetti as an entree?
No, just pasta. Just pasta noodles and sauce is definitely not an entree.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Yeah, that's like people that have like the macaroni for the full meal. Like, I get it if you're struggling.
Kid. Yeah.
But if it's like, hey, what did you have for dinner tonight? Macaroni.
Would I like some protein?
Yeah, it's like, okay.
44,
sure.
Bro.
But it'll satisfy.
So it was snack night for dinner, I guess.
Yeah,
okay.
I get that.
Appetizer night.
Start a word in start a fight in 5 words or less. Where am I at? Are you on your period?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
My
dog. Relevant question. I need to know how to act here.
It's a legit question.
Yeah.
It's nature. My pit bull, she's on her period right now. And you can tell the difference. She acts a little different. You know, she's needy, a little aggressive.
Quicker to anger.
Yeah.
You going to let her have some babies?
I'm all down for it, but I think the old lady wouldn't let him go.
Oh.
Yeah, then we'll mess around and have eight dogs in a condo looking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made it.
She won't let it. She won't let it happen.
I got one, Lucius.
What?
Put pineapple on our pizza.
Yeah, what? No.
Huh? Five words?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the pineapple on pizza. Sometimes it's cool, but, you know, just not all the time. Mm-mm.
I'll get down with it.
I got another one. Dak Prescott, good football player?
It's the question mark at the end. It's pretty rude.
So many different reactions you could have to that.
Tolo was on your same vein, though. He said, Dak is not the problem.
Yep. I agree.
I'll respond back. Dak is not the solution.
Fair.
Got a Tolo that says, Freebird is cliche and boring. Chick-fil-A is massively overrated.
Mm, yep, or fine.
Eminem is the GOAT. Hold on, where my vibes go? Let me get my vibes back. Oh, don't hate on me like that. All right. Dark Machine hated on me. Texas barbecue isn't that good.
Ooh, must have gone to the wrong spots.
Yeah, real talk.
There's some popular ones out there that aren't that good.
Ooh, that's a real conversation right there.
You gonna name them?
The overhyped barbecue spots. Overhyped barbecue spots.
Yeah.
Ooh wee. Goodfellas is actually mid. I do not stand with that.
Mm. Wow. It did get a little depressing or dark. I don't know. Kind of like you want the guy to win again at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. Like sad when she's yelling at him.
Yeah. Oh, when he was on the coke and real paranoid, looking for the birds in the sky and everything else. Yeah, poor guy. She sold him out, too. Let's see what else we got right here. Dak is better than Aikman.
Ooh.
Wow.
Rudy was offsides.
That makes sense.
Rudy was offsides.
No, that's an overrated movie.
Rudy was at the fan fest, by the way, too. Yeah, signing autographs.
The real one?
The real Rudy, not the actor. I would probably want to link up with the actor and hang out with that guy. The real Rudy, I'd be like, oh, that's sweet.
It's Sean Astin, right?
Yeah, Sean Astin.
Yeah.
I would ask him to get into the character from 50 First Dates where he has a lisp and
his nipples are pierced.
He's always flexing and stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. Dallas is better than Fort Worth. Start a fight in five words or less. You need to calm down. Will Ferrell is simply not funny.
That's six.
Yeah.
And I can kind of see your point.
Simply not.
Didn't need the simply.
Oh, yeah. Sure is. Man, should have caught you,
Gotta be in the right mood for some Will Ferrell.
Just like throw the B word at somebody. I know you do that to Bobby. It's on.
What? The B word? Yeah. Bobby?
Just call him the B word.
49ers own the Cowboys.
That's just fact. That's journalism.
Yes, you don't shut up, though.
Start a fight in five words or less. You act like your mother.
Oh, she's just like her mama.
Just like your mama.
Marvel is overrated. Super overrated.
I'm with you on that one. It has
become that way.
I'm with you on that.
This last phase did not hit.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All their first movies kind of flopped, right? The Wonder Woman and all the other. Was that
DC.
Oh, that's DC. See, yeah. I don't even know who's
But
who.
They did. All those were bad.
I don't even know who's
DC
who anymore.
DC never really arrived.
Ram makes a better truck. Ram makes the best truck.
You know that new TRX off-road looking thing? I'm not going to fight you on that.
Oh, the TRX is no joke.
Yeah. Well, they look good. I'll tell you what, Ram looks sexy.
I'm with you.
Now, I don't know what's going on under that hood.
I've never driven one.
I drove a Durango for a while, and I'll tell you what, that drank some gas. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes. So I don't know what that Dodge does.
Oh, 972 Dez didn't catch it. Yeah, I'll fight you for that.
He did by the current rules.
How about that?
Yeah.
Start a fight in five words or less. It's you, not me. And this Tolo right here says, women are children with breast.
With breast. With breast.
Shout out to Smitty, Tolo Smitty. You're out of control. Start a fight in five words or less. Last one right here. Elvis and the Beatles both suck. And I got some dude on the fan text saying, isn't your name Alex, though? Yeah, man, Alexander. Sure is.
Sure is, baby.
It sure is.
He nailed it.
Yep, that's my name, dog. It's crazy how that can happen.
LaPaul.
Yeah.
LaPaul. What's your name, LaPaul?
All right, that's it for me on a hump day, butt naked Wednesday. Shout out to the 85ers. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll holla.
There he goes, LA Live, most nights, 5:40, right here in the G-Bag Nation. But tonight, a little later, because we had the Rangers game on, had to make up spots and whatnot. Rangers got the dub. They took 2-3 from the Pirates, took them to the ninth inning with two out to get the knock. I don't want to steal all the Woolchuck shine, just part of it. As a proper round trippers coming up next, brought to you by Uber Eats. What else we got cooking, Woolchuck?
Yeah, I'll give you an update on two future Hall of Fame arms, and we'll dive back more into the details on your newest cowboy. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the nation.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's Hour 5 G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Brian brought us in transit back from training camp. Salute to him. Maybe the greatest run that any individual has ever put in the history of Cowboys training camp from our 105 through the Fan staff from beginning to end. And salute to his sponsor out there, Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey from grain to glass, for helping him stay out there and cover it. Okay, brought us back tomorrow with a big batch of takeaways from today's practice. It was the final padded practice in Oxnard. Cowboys about ready to enter that final stretch to week one. But right now, it is time for Zach Woolchuck to take us around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. And here he is, Zachary.
All right, let's hit some baseball first, then we'll move into some football, shall we? But Justin Verlander did get his first start since he came off the IL, and this is his first appearance since June 9th. He'd been out with that stiffness in his neck for the Astros. He threw 76 pitches after tossing 52nd in his second rehab start last Thursday, ends up going five innings, and he had six punch-outs, allowing two runs on four hits in a 4-1 loss to the Boston Red Sox. So, Astros lose, Rangers win. Today certainly was a good day. Verlander, though, afterwards saying he felt good. I felt the stuff was pretty good, and as the game went along, the location started to hone in, and the mechanics felt good. So he was happy about it. But this ties into Max Scherzer, former teammate of his. He is going to pitch for the Rangers against the White Sox next week. So Boch was talking before the game there at Globe Life Field that his rehab start in Frisco, everything's going well. He's going to knock that out, and then they're anticipating him to join the club and pitch next week against the Chicago White Sox in Chi-Town. So, hey, you'll get Gray back into the rotation. Scherzer back into the rotation. And honestly, this is the time to be going to Frisco to check out some Rough Rider baseball, because you're going to get rehab starts. You're going to get a Rocker start. You're going to get a DeGrom start. And you're going to get a Scherzer start. That's kind of, count me in. I'll go out and watch those three arms.
Yeah, there's not that many interesting things left in this baseball season, unfortunately. But, Rocker, DeGrom, to a lesser extent, Scherzer. And then to a bigger extent, the Astros. I think rooting against the Astros now becomes quite interesting and quite fun here.
Yeah, absolutely. I do want to give a shout-out to Louisville five-star offensive tackle Michael Fasusi. He is committed to Oklahoma. He was the third-ranked recruit in the Dallas area, had more than 44 Division I offers. So he had the Longhorns, the Aggies, the Sooners. They were all vying for the five-star tackle from Louisville, and OU ends up landing him. And he's the number three offensive tackle, 12th ranked overall player in the country, 6'5", 295 pounds. So the Fighting Farmer will be taking his talents to Norman. And he was talking about the long lineage of outstanding Oklahoma offensive linemen that have transitioned to the NFL, Lane Johnson being one, and hopefully most recent, Tyler Guyton of your Dallas Cowboys. So shout out to Michael Fasusi of the Louisville Fighting Farmers for making that decision to go to Oklahoma. Pretty badass.
Heck yeah. Could you imagine being 17 years old, 295 pounds?
Dude, it's insane. Whew. I mean, it is absolutely insane, the size of some of these
beast
kids. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, speaking of size, Cowboys added some more beef in the middle. We broke this about half an hour ago. Cowboys are finalizing a deal per Josina Anderson to bring in defensive tackle Linville Joseph. I saw Mike Garofolo saying that the sources tell him it'll be 2.5 million guaranteed. He can earn up to $4 million as he reunites with defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer. I mentioned Paul Gunther had been keeping tabs on him as well. So, I mean, this is a dude who's 330 pounds, about 6'4", big boy in the middle. Now you've got Jordan Phillips, you've got Linville Joseph. Phillips can give you a little bit of a rotation at one tech or three tech. Linville Joseph is a true one tech in the middle that gives you that insurance that you lost with Jonathan Hankins that you now have again for Mozzie Smith. And then, of course, Osa Digizua, your starter. But you're feeling much better than we were a week ago about what the Cowboys have in the middle of that defensive line.
Absolutely, man. My goodness, this guy is he's a monster physically. Him and Phillips together, that is, especially with Phillips apparently being a little bit more of a three technique than a one technique based on the things that we've heard, like it's perfect to bring him in. And now, I mean, $2.5 million guaranteed. They were serious about bringing him in.
Yeah,
they weren't messing around. This wasn't like, oh, because he was a veteran, you know, veteran minimum type deal. They're giving him legit money to come in here, and I would imagine that's a guy who's going to be mostly your first and second down one tech.
I mean, this defense has the potential to be really, really damn good now. I mean, when we were looking at it like that might be your biggest weakness, I think that in the middle now, your run defense, you're feeling better about. And then the edge, I mean, we talked about, I think they've sacrificed pass rush, but they've gotten better when it comes to run defense on the perimeter by adding a guy like Marshawn Nyland. You lose Dorrance Armstrong, you lose Fowler, who were really good get-up-the-field rushers, but they would sometimes not be able to set the edge and contain, which is why they would get beat on the perimeter at a very, very high clip. You got Tank, you got Nealon, you know they're pretty good at that responsibility. You move Micah Parsons around, they're probably going to have to blitz more than we certainly saw under Dan Quinn with guys like Eric Kendricks, Maris Liufau to try and generate pressure. But I'm almost like, I'm okay with that, sacrificing what you've got in terms of elite pass rushers. Maybe Carl Lawson, who they added, can help out a little bit of that. I think that's still a question depth-wise. Mm-hmm. But what Mike Zimmer's kind of able to do schematically, I think he can generate pressure by blitzing and the double A gap pressure that he's famous for and we've talked about. I mean, this defense, I think, as good as it has been under Dan Quinn, some of their weaknesses I think Mike Zimmer can now make and correct, and they can end up being a strength, which is scary for a unit that we've talked about being one of the best in the league for the last 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the big questions are now, like, can you get pressure with four? Like, the Micah being healthy and playing a lot is going to be huge, because otherwise, yeah, you're depending a ton on manufacturing pressure, which Zimmer can totally do. And then just the attrition of the season and the lack of depth in some areas, particularly on the defensive line and at the edge, I think that's a little bit concerning. But otherwise, the run defense is going to be absolutely better than last year, and maybe even top half of the league.
I'm with you, man. I'm down the way of seeing a path to glory for this team. Maybe not all the way to the Super Bowl, but, you know, you have the young offensive linemen playing well. If they can continue to get better through the first half of the season, and this team is in a weak division, I believe that they could win. I mean, by the time you get to January, if this team stays healthy, now you've taken care of a big part of the run game, adding the other players that they have, Lawson and the defensive tackle. It's not Simmons, it's...
Phillips.
Yeah, Phillips. Man, if you would go back to the start of training camp, like, this is a lot of the stuff that we needed to see. Like, good linebacker play, good young offensive lineman play, fixing the run game. And what Zimmer's going to do is he's going to take care of all the fundamental parts of defense to make sure you have a solid foundation, and then he's going to scheme to get pressure in ways that also confuses the offense. You know, there's not a lot of teams playing the Dan Quinn style of defense anymore, because offensive so sophisticated and so good at getting the ball out that if your plan is just to pin your ears back and rush a bunch, they're going to figure that out, and they're going to get the ball out of the quarterback's hand oftentimes before anybody on the edge can even think about getting there. So, you know, I think this moves much more in line with how the best defenses are doing, and now we have a chance with Diggs healthy, with, you know, some of the young guys coming along, to be better and be more fundamentally sound. It's just a matter of, will you be able to get all the pressures, and will, could we still get a ton of interceptions? And if the interceptions happen, boys, this is about to get really fun. Now, I just hope that if this does come together, the Cowboys look at the trade deadline as an opportunity to push this thing over the top, because I know they're up against the cap this year and next year. But dang it, Cowboys, get excited if this thing really starts to come together. And I think Linville Joseph might have just been that final piece that came in this afternoon.
Yeah, the 9-4, like, I'm not getting my hopes up. Joseph is 35 years old, wasn't very good last season. I mean, he's just back with two coaches that know him very well, that have gotten the most out of him. I'm not expecting the player that he was even 5 years ago, but you're talking about a big body who is now a rotational piece, where they were about to be relying on a seventh rounder in Justin Rogers, possibly as their starting one tech at defensive tackle, because they have so many questions about Mozzie Smith right now. It's a massive improvement depth-wise over what they've had. I don't think this guy's going to be giving you 30 to 40 snaps a game, but as a rotational piece for you, I'm excited about the upgrade there in Linville Joseph.
Yeah, he's a professional gap clogger. I mean, that's what he is, and he is an upgrade of what you had. So I think for the most part, like, the Lawson signing, this one, Phillips, all that are upgrades for a defense that needed it desperately.
Another potential upgrade, and, you know, I saw this a couple of years ago, and a couple of days ago, I immediately thought, like, okay, could this be a guy that you add to the running back room? Miami was a team I was monitoring about, okay, their depth at running back. They drafted my guy Jalen Wright out of Tennessee. They've got Devon Achan. They've got Raheem Mostert. They're really deep at that position. Jeff Wilson Jr., a North Texas guy that we love. But they went ahead and made the move to cut one of their speedy running backs already, and it's Salvin Ahmed, who gave them pretty good run a couple of years ago when he had to step in and start for them, had a dominant preseason a year ago, but he ends up being cut probably because there's just too many runners in that room. I mean, all of a sudden, this guy brings you a little bit of juice, brings you a little bit of pop, averaged 4.3 yards per carry, and over four seasons with Miami, he's appeared in 38 games. And anytime he's played pretty well. And it's a guy that hasn't had to touch the ball a ton, so you know that he's relatively fresh. I wonder if that's a name they'd consider. Eric, I know, you know, just based on your family, you've probably seen quite a bit of Salvin Ahmed.
Solid player. Definitely a solid player. Definitely a guy that, when healthy, is probably a guy that is, he would be a top three running back on this Cowboys team for sure. I do know he's been dealing with a foot issue for probably the better part of the last, like, 9 months. And so I don't think he got as much opportunity throughout this preseason and training camp with the Dolphins because of that. And so that would be a huge question there. But when healthy, yes, I think he would be absolutely a guy you would want to kick the tires on bringing in here, because I think he would be – I know Zeke's your starter, but I think he is actually better than Zeke and probably right around a Rico Dowdle type capability.
Yeah, I saw he ran a 4.6 240, which means he's definitely faster than Zeke.
Yeah. Wow, by a mile, too.
Oh, man. And our hope is Rico Dowdle is predominantly your starter this year, but the health issues are the big question with Rico. So I'm wondering. I mean, we keep hearing the Malik Davis stuff. Deuce Vaughn looked good the other night. Can that carry over into the actual regular season? Does he end up being a dude they try and get onto the practice squad? I don't know. But that's still, now that defensive tackle, they've added two more players. That running back's the one where you're like,
that's
man.
The one spot.
Because I know you're not finding an offensive tackle that you feel great about on the streets. If one becomes available, it's because he's not very good. Teams aren't giving up offensive tackle depth. That's a huge weakness right now. But running back's one where you might be able to find somebody that can come in and really give you some added value. Last thing I wanted to get to here, Eric, we did touch on this, and then we had the Linval Joseph news. But Brian Flores, he responded to Tua on, while you were out, you know, we broke down Tua's comments. We played the audio on the Levitard show. You know, he said, hey, basically, to put it in simplest terms, if you wake up every morning, someone tells you that you suck at what you did and that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here and this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you're the best fit for this, you're accurate, you're the best whatever. It's a night and day difference. And Tua was just being honest. I think people in Miami knew about the Flores-Tua deal, but Brian Flores took to the podium there in Minnesota and responded to what he felt about Tua's comments.
That hit me in a way that, you know, wasn't, I wouldn't say it was, you know, positive for me. But at the same time, I've got to use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that? You know, how can I be better? That's really where I'm at from that standpoint. Do I feel like, you know, that's me? No. But, you know, how can I grow from that situation and create a world where that's not, you know, the case that anyone says that about Brian Flores?
Well, I mean, he attacked it head on. I mean, I believe they had like two Vikings players come out and stand next to him as like a show of support of like, hey, the current players do, you know, like him and respect him.
They locked arms on the sidelines.
Yeah. And then Jerry winked at the camera. It was incredible. It was a $1 million smile. I don't know. I mean, he addressed it. And I mean, from my perspective, I thought it would have been cool if he'd have been like, you know, like I'm genuinely sorry for making Tua feel the way that I clearly made him feel. But you know, maybe he ends up getting a chance to actually say that to Tua. I don't need the apology, but at some point, maybe he will actually say he's sorry for it. Because, yeah, like Jeff Darlington, who covers the Dolphins and stuff for ESPN, is like, yeah, there are text messages of Brian Flores texting Tua, like, you suck, and stuff like that, or texts that involved Tua sucking from the perspective of Brian Flores. Yeah, apparently that's exactly... That was Hawk Tua before Hawk Tua. Mm. So and for Brian Flores, it's pretty rich to do that when it wasn't like he was setting up Tua for great success. It's not like, oh my gosh, we're putting you in awesome opportunities to be
success.
A great quarterback here. He made the dumb Bill Belichick mistake at offensive coordinator before Bill Belichick even made it. Remember Bill Belichick goes and gives you Joe Judge and Fat Patricia, and he's like, hey, Mac Jones, figure this out. The, like, two guys that don't even know what they're doing and have no experience with offense, they're going to be like co-offensive coordinators for you. That's what the Dolphins did. That's what Brian Flores did. He brought in, I don't even remember their names, but two no-name dudes to be co-offensive coordinators in an offense that looked like you were playing Amish 90s football when the rest of the league was doing Kyle Shanahan and Sean McSack stuff. Like, Brian Flores should have been texted every morning, you suck at building an offensive coaching staff. You know what I'm saying? Like, my gosh, that's pretty ridiculous. His defenses were always good, but my goodness,
good
man,
defensive
that guy
coach.
Did not know how to help out a quarterback. Yeah. So that is crazy though. And for him to come out and have to do this, like the save face look, like this is that type of coaching is being moved completely out of the sport. And now it's like, hey, we got build you up like guys that care about your mental health and stuff like that, coaches, and they're younger and they're more relatable to you. We're not doing the old school way of, I mean, I've never really seen a coach have to come out and defend himself like this because a player just said something about how he didn't like him.
Yeah, Chad
was that
O'Shea.
George Godsey and Eric Studesville?
Yes, there we go. Yes.
Well, yes. And before that, he had Chad O'Shea as his initial offensive coordinator.
Which was a guy from New England who was awful.
Couldn't tell you who the hell that is.
Yeah, yeah. He was a New England guy.
Part of me wishes he would have stood on it and just been like, look, the guy couldn't stay healthy. You saw some of the lowlights of him trying to throw a 20-yard out. What do you want from me? You know, I was frustrated, and he was playing like crap then. Congrats to the young man for figuring out the position. He couldn't play a lick when he was with me. You know?
Right.
I think that's how an a great all-time coach might handle it, you know? Like, Saban, Belichick. I don't think they're going to, like, you know, just own it, you know? That's what you did as a head coach. You weren't totally wrong. Like, Tua was a massive disappointment, you know? But just never head coach material, probably, is what I'm picking up from you, Chief. It's probably the consensus.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, and that's pretty much par for the course as it pertains to Bill Belichick disciples, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's just the way. Great defensive coordinator for sure. Brought good defenses to the table, but I mean, did not help Tua whatsoever with personnel or with strategy.
Yeah, no,
my goodness,
it was terrible, and a long line of them that under Belichick could not find any kind of success and seemed kind of toxic. I wonder if they were like trying to do a Belichick impression or do their best Belichick, and it just got away from him. You've got to be yourself. All righty. Thank you, Woolchuck. When we come back here, G-Bag Nation, a little bit of a sports hodgepodge. Where are you taking it, Eric?
We got lots to touch on here, college football as well, but I'm still completely blown away by the details of this story next year in the nation.
Okay, I want to chat about Advanced Body Scan, though. Not all scans are the same. Advanced Body Scan has the newest technology for early detection, the Canon Genesis 640. Just a handful of these in the country, and they are absolutely incredible. The scan only takes 3 minutes. You come dressed as you are. No need to change clothes. One scan can change your life. Early detection is the key. And, you know, statistically, women have more heart attacks than men, which is what makes this never-before-offered Tolo special so amazing. An Advanced Body Scan right now, couples heart scan, $99, includes two pre-scan consultations, two heart scans, two calcium scores, two radiology reports for only $99. Heart disease is the number one killer in Texas, takes the life of over 56,000 people every year. A national death rate of one person every 33 seconds. Do not be the latest. Get to Advanced Body Scan. See how the ticker's doing. They'll take a look inside again in under 3 minutes. Leave all your clothes on. 214-214-SCAN. 214-214-SCAN. Never before offered Tolo special. Two of you for $99 at AdvancedBodyScan.com. Yes, sir. Welcome back, Nation. This segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And here's Chief with your sports hodgepodge.
Okay, Woolchuck will hopefully be here very soon. I actually, Woolchuck has a factoid about Jake Paul and how much money he is going to be making for the Tyson fight. But Woolchuck is having a fight of his own in a nearby stall. So he's had a bubble gut issue, man. And you know Woolchuck is very anti doing any type of toing in a public scenario. This is very much so 911 level emergency, like code red situation. So pulling for my guy here, and hopefully we get him in here soon so we can all guess. What would you guess, Lucius, what would you guess Jake Paul's going to make for the Tyson fight? Dawson, same to you, and then Woolchuck will give us the big reveal.
Let me see here. I'll give him 15 milli.
Yeah, that seems respectable. Dawson, what's your guess on Jake Paul's purse for the Tyson fight?
I'll say more based on your response. I'll go 35 mil.
Okay. And I don't even know the answer. I just know Woolchuck has the information. So okay. I was going to guess 15 to 20 million. You know, that seems like a pretty dang fat bag for an amateur guy fighting or whatever. But so we'll see here. Hopefully Woolchuck will come in shortly. I also need to ask him about this Chick-fil-A news that I just saw. But in the meantime, I cannot believe the details of the – I know Woolchuck said you guys discussed this Gosder Sherless story of the former NFL lineman who's going nuts on an airplane, literally and metaphorically, where the quote is, he walked up to an elderly woman, exposed himself, and emptied his entire bladder, just urinating on folks. I mean, my goodness, dude. That is that's as crazy a story as I've heard in a while. A full-fledged just peeing on somebody, and then he backhanded an elderly person as well. He's like super ageist, I guess. That's just my goodness, what a crazy story that is.
Yeah, we theorize that, you know, that it sounded like maybe a lot of alcohol and some anti-anxiety medication that people can have some pretty bizarre blackouts from. But yeah, you know, not his best moment, and I don't think he'll be on a plane ever again, unless, you know, it's a private flight.
I certainly hope he doesn't ever pee on a plane again. Now, if he, I wonder, whatever that medicine is, we're going to have to go back to that commercial. And when the guy starts talking really fast about what can happen to you, he better have said you might urinate on an elderly woman and you might slap her husband as well.
The no-fly list.
Otherwise,
slapped her husband.
My goodness, dude.
Yeah.
That's buckwild.
I thought I had it bad with the knees in my back, you know, 2 hours from Vegas.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse, man. Could have been a lot worse. Okay, Walchuk is here for the big reveal. First and foremost, how are you?
I'm not feeling very good.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. But we're okay. Luckily, now's a great time to take advantage of the ladies' restroom here.
No question about it.
Might be time to get in on the fiber-thin life, Walchuk.
It could be. Well, luckily, it's not the backed-up issue.
This is a floodgate situation.
It's like the Pepto-Bismol's needed, I think.
Okay. And I believe, Dawson, if you're curious, this is a leftover pasta situation. Pasta probably left out too long, goes back into the fridge. Walchuk's too lazy to make himself dinner.
It wasn't you're right.
So then he's like, I'll just go back to the pasta well here. Mm-hmm. But that well was, that was a bit of a cesspool.
I think that's what
it was. It was a gusher.
Literally a gusher. Yes. In a bad way.
Okay. Well, Walchuk, what is the correct answer to Jake Paul's purse for the Mike Tyson fight?
Okay, I heard your guesses. They're all very low. Very low.
Even after the taxes.
Now, I don't know that. Like, what is,
we're talking about just the gross.
Jake Paul says that what he's making. Now, after taxes and all of that, it's probably not quite this amount, Lucius. But he's
75
just,
million.
No, not 75. It
50
is,
million.
You're getting closer. You're getting closer.
45 million.
Well, you said 35 was way under.
Did you guess 35? I thought you guessed 5.
Yeah. No, I guess 35.
No, 35, you were close. You were in the ballpark there. 40 million is what Jake Paul is getting.
Wow.
He said, I'm here to make $40 million and knock out a legend when he did his presser over the weekend with Mike Tyson.
I mean, you're getting boxing history money here. You're getting pop culture money here. You know, there's so many people that are interested in buying this fight. You know, the generation of fans that always wanted to see another Tyson fight, just kind of relive the nostalgia of it. The thing that's sad, I think us Tyson fans are going to be disappointed with how this thing goes down. Hate to say it. I think Jake Paul's going to whoop that old man. You know, Father Time's undefeated. I don't care how bad you were when you were 20. If you're damn near 60. I'm nervous for our guy. More nervous than I would be for an Errol Spence fight right now. Put it in context.
That's saying something. That's saying something for real. I've been rocking the Mike Tyson's going to win this thing, but then you get the stomach ulcer, and I mean, and then also Jake Paul now getting like another 5 or 6 months or whatever to prepare and sharpen his skills or whatever.
Got another fight in even.
I'll definitely be ready to watch. That's for sure. Now, how about
we don't
this?
Know how much Mike could make. Yeah.
No, I saw the report is assuming he's making at least $30 million.
Oh, boy.
Wow, so Jake Paul is getting more money than
Jake Paul is the A-side on this fight.
Say it ain't so.
Jeez.
I mean, he's probably bringing, he's bringing more eyeballs based on his following and all the
Is it like people want to see?
The youth of a generation?
Can Mike KO Jake Paul?
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. That's a heck of a lot of money, dude.
Good
for him. What is? I don't even understand how this is going to work. But the Oklahoma State football team is—they've announced that players are going to be wearing helmets with QR codes linked to the team's general NIL fund. So
you can cash out a player while they're playing. Is that what you're telling me?
I think that's the idea of it, Lucius. But I have no understanding of how I'm supposed to, while I'm watching from my couch, scan a QR code on the back of a player's helmet. How do I actually like execute pause? This? Maybe I'm sitting there and my guy just scored a touchdown. I'm like, yeah. I want to give him. Let me get my boy $10 here.
What a hell of a block by that left tackle.
Yeah, let me go ahead and
real quick.
Give that man 20 bucks. Yeah, that was a pancake. Maybe you make a personal, you know, a personal vow to yourself. Like every time a guy gets a pancake, he's getting $5, $10. You get to go buy a, you know, a nice little stack of pancakes at the. At the IHOP or whatever in Austin. Here's $5, $10 to go towards that. In Stillwater. But how am I – do I have to pause my TV and wait for them to show a QR code so that I can scan it? I just don't understand how you're executing something like this.
Yeah, I think it's either pausing or you're running up to the TV real quick. You've got the photo open, you know, your camera open. And I guess that's the only way this works. Unless you go online or something and the QR codes are available.
But I just don't understand then what's the point of having it on the back of the helmet. I'm assuming it's on the back of the helmet because I'm able to scan it and pay my guy right now.
Well, you definitely can't do it if you're at the stadium.
And then, if I'm a fan at the stadium, like, what am I supposed to do here? I don't know. I just don't understand how this is going to work, but apparently this is the evolution of college football and NILs and getting money in the players' pockets. So I'm here for it. I just want to know how it's supposed to be executed because I've gotten nothing in terms of information on how this works.
Yeah, and can I take my money back if he turns it over, you know? I have some questions here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, is there take backs? What's the deal with the take backs? Now, also, what's the deal, Wolchuk? You are a resident Chick-fil-A insider as a man who worked, I mean, upwards of a decade, right?
Yeah.
In totality, and at one point you even managed a location. I mean, you were up in the hierarchy, man.
Yeah.
Up in the hierarchy, making schedules and stuff, you know, putting out fires when you got a bunch of high school kids working underneath you and you have to let them know who's boss.
Pain in the ass.
And so, for Wolchuk, he got ahead of the curve on a lot of information. He lets us know things about what Chick-fil-A has, you know, up their sleeve. I was not expecting this one, Wolchuk. Chick-fil-A moving aggressively into the entertainment industry with plans to develop multiple series for their own streaming platform. This according to Deadline. So Chick-fil-A is turning themselves into a streaming service / production company. They have so much money that they're ready to, they could just start making content right now. I don't even know what to say.
They have, I know, okay, well, Chuck, you can help me out with this one. Don't they have like a camp for people that want to work for Chick-fil-A and you guys are gone for like 2 weeks and you're working on figuring out how to be a Chick-fil-A employee the best way?
Yeah, I mean, especially if you want to be an operator, you're going to Atlanta, you're flying in.
Chick-fil-A reality show?
There we
like,
go, there's your first season.
How to become an operator?
Yeah, and they're very selective on that process, so... That could be one of the ideas here. Absolutely.
It's going to be some seriously wholesome content. You do know that.
They're so nice there, man.
They're so kind.
They've been running out your little salad to you. Oh, here you go, sir.
Like, man, so sorry about that. Two-second wait.
Yeah, I love them over there,
let me get
there,
the
man.
Door for you.
It's so nice.
Yeah. Second mile service. That's what we're calling it.
We have no idea if the streaming service will work on Sundays, but I will continue to monitor as to understand whether or not you'll be able to view whatever it is they're cranking out content-wise. Chick-fil-A getting into the content game. This is insane.
Honestly, it's probably genius. They're probably going to make a ton of money off of this.
Do you ever get the Chick-fil-A drive-thru person that's just like a tiny bit rude and you're like, oh my God, this guy's going to get fired so quick?
Yeah, they're not going to make it.
Yeah, you're not,
they're not long for that world.
Yeah. I don't know how that one slipped through the cracks, but from time to time,
we were desperate.
Somebody,
we were desperate and short-staffed.
If they're not saying my pleasure, you're like, what are we doing here?
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Nice little sports hodgepodge here for you on a Wednesday night. Rangers are off tomorrow. They won a series, guys. They took 2 of 3 from the Pirates. One zip. Bang, bang. Your guy with the RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning. They went like 22 and two-thirds innings without scoring a run here during this series, but they managed to win it. So that might be the most Ranger thing you'll hear all season long. But when we come back, it is time to crosstalk with the Get Right, see what they have cooking. That's coming up next, the G-Bag Nation. Thank you very much, Lucius, and thanks to you for making the G-Bag Nation part of your day. We are now going to step aside for the Get Right coming up from 7 to 11. Had day baseball. Rangers got the 1-0 win against the Pirates off tomorrow, and we'll visit the Cleveland Guardians on Friday as we talk now with the Get Right, see what they have cooking for you in tonight's configuration. Blake and Fred, gentlemen, good evening. How the heck are you?
Man, it's Wednesday. We're feeling good about things. We're just chopping it up with Chief and Wolchuk about this Cowboys deep defensive line. I mean, could you ask for a better setup on a Wednesday afternoon?
I don't think so. You know,
I mean, I'm sure you could, but
maybe a little cooler, about 15 degrees cooler.
There is that. I
take
there is that.
Gavin, I will say I'm out of the loop. Where are you at? I see the green screen. I'm looking at the fan cam. Can you give me your
like
exact
a gamer
location?
Chair you got going on there?
Are you
too?
Streaming
your
right
exact
now?
Location, address, and all?
Are you calling us midstream? Are you like streaming some game? Right
no, he's peeing on the toilet right now.
This is Studio G. This is my home studio. It is the it's the closet off of my office.
Okay.
It's probably I don't know, 6 feet by 6 feet or something. But I put up a bunch of green wallpaper, so you know it can be green screened.
Yeah.
So I can make it look fancy or outdoors or something behind me. But this is where I game and work. This is pretty much my cave.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
All right.
It's the 4 foot by 4 foot area that he's allowed to just completely own in his house.
Exactly, dude. I'm the boss.
Dang right
inside,
you are.
Inside this arena.
There's man cave, there's man closet. So you
know. I got a lock on the door as well.
Oh, do you really?
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Man,
I gotta graduate to that.
I'm working up the guts to ask for permission to get an AC vent in here. And maybe like a power outlet.
Is that kind of like your panic
you
room?
Balls, bro.
you're giving me kind of like Jodie Foster vibes. That's, you know, you're giving me panic room vibes in there.
Yeah, well, you hopefully know, it might be Jodie somebody Foster else's panic. If you know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit more of an Anthony Hopkins than a Jodie Foster, whatever you said. But
so, God forbid, like if the house ever got ransacked or something, the family would go run into, Gavin's
green screen room.
Gavin's green screen room.
He gives him permission.
Yeah,
provided you let everybody go in.
Yes, sir. So, what's coming up on the show today?
We're going to talk a little Mavs tonight. Obviously, we're going to get into some Cowboys, nice. And that being, you know, look, as uneventful as the offseason was, now that we're, you know, getting ready to break camp, outside of CD not being part of the team yet, I think we can all agree, short of Sam Williams, this has been a productive training camp so far, right? I mean, you feel good about the direction. Yes, would we love to have Dak under contract? Well, maybe not everybody, but you know, you'd at least like to have CD under contract, maybe a different running back room. But all things being equal, your defense is probably better than last year. And once you get 88 back in the fold, this is a team that, after as moribund as the offseason was, you feel pretty good about, you know, what the 2024 season is going to look like.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I think it's just a matter of how much more optimism does it deserve. You know, what we've seen in the last, is it 4 weeks? What would you say, Wolchuk? How much more optimism does what we've seen from the Cowboys, good young linemen, better linebackers, adding to the defensive line, what's that worth to you?
I mean, if you thought that they were a 9-win team, maybe they're a 10-win team, right? Like, I think that they're probably optimistically, if I'm trying to put a value to it, it's probably a game better based on Guyton and Beebe look like the real deal.
Yeah, they do.
And to me, I think the defense is going to be better. I mean, I don't know that there's any real optimism to have once the script flips and you get to January and the postseason that anything will change there.
Right. I got to ask you guys, you know what a haiku is?
Yeah, that's a Japanese poem.
Isn't it? Right? Like,
thank you. Thank you. How long is it?
But it's six lines?
Three.
Three. Okay.
Three.
Doubled it.
575 mm-hmm. syllables. Okay. So I had to school. Apparently, the education system here, especially North Texas, is failing our youngsters.
Well, we didn't do anything limerick. You know, I was out of that.
Dickery.
It's been a while now.
So we're breaking out a segment I used to do back in the day, back in H-Town, called Haiku Hump Day. Why? Because it's a hump day and it's, well, haikus. Okay? And so we got two topics for each haiku. Today it's going to be CeeDee Lamb and?
Fast food.
All right? So we invite the Tolos. That's going to go down at 8:40. All right? You can text in 877-881-1059. And again, as we had to, you know, tell Kevin Walker about 17 different times, 5-7-5, and that's syllables. You can clap it out for those at home that are still trying to figure out how you
so
count
the
syllables.
Tolos can text in their haikus.
Absolutely.
As it relates to CeeDee Lamb and fast food.
And fast food.
Two of my favorite things.
I mean, come on.
Or CeeDee Lamb at a fast food spot.
Combine them both.
If you're blown away at Blake's lack of poetry knowledge, you should start quizzing him about the geography.
Geography. No. I was... Blake came strong. I'll give him credit because he really locked in. I was a little nervous once he kind of figured it out. Now, Kevin Walker is going to be kind of the litmus test as to how this thing plays out. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So That should be interesting. 8:40, tune in. Look, I got fired once over
this is probably
over
be
a haiku.
A you and a you thing
you
only.
Got fired over a haiku?
100%. 100%. I had to ask Gavin before he left. I said, are you cool if I do this again?
Don't say what you said.
Oh, no, I'll tell you guys during
just
the break.
You're addicted to it, huh? You just can't leave it alone, can you?
It's going
to
work somewhere, damn it. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, look, I've learned my lesson. It is a rap lyric. We'll just leave it at that. But no, it's radio gold. Okay, it is radio gold, and like I said, I mean, who doesn't enjoy a good haiku? We're educational.
Well, we do have a tradition of radio gold and haiku here on 105.9 The Fan, so you'll fit right in tonight, buddy.
That's right. Like, yeah, we will. I think that has a good ring.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here comes the Get Right with Blake and Fred. This evening's configuration brought us on his way back. He'll join us tomorrow once again for Lucius in the Pimp Cup. Carter Freeman coordinating that video. Woolchuck and Chia follow. I'm Gavin Dawson. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation at ease.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.